This year, Children of Crossfire is celebrating our 20th anniversary. When I launched the charity back in 1996, I never anticipated that, you know, 20 years on, that we would be still doing this work, or the level of impact that we had in the countries where we operate. Over the next year or so, much of what we do will hopefully hone in on our 20th anniversary and much of what's been achieved and what we're hoping to achieve. In the last 20 years, we've probably, you know, invested around £25 million in developing countries. And that's really the hard work of many people like Irish Aid, Diffitt, and loads of individuals in the North West, in Derry, throughout Northern Ireland, Ireland, and the rest of the UK, you know, that have weighed in behind Children of Crossfire and supported it and allowed us to do the work we're doing. And as a result of that, many millions of people and children throughout Africa, Asia and South America have benefited from that support. The 20th anniversary for me will be an opportunity for us to highlight some of those achievements. Like, for example, as far back as 2001, I remember we invested in buying a drilling rig in Malawi, and that drilling rig probably provided clean water for around about 1 million people. That was in response to a big Irish news appeal at the time. As well as that, there was a famine at that time in Malawi, and I think the funds raised, we provided enough food for around 290,000 people until the next harvest. And in recent years, you know, we have provided cancer care treatment for around 2,000 children who previously wouldn't have had access to cancer care treatment. We are in Ethiopia at the moment, you know, providing a nutrition program which is reaching thousands of children and their families in terms of educating families on how to spot nutrition early, or how to spot malnutrition early, and how to tackle that, so that children don't end up at a point where they're at death's door because their symptoms haven't been noticed at an earlier stage. There's also water programs there. There's a school readiness program in Ethiopia as well as our early childhood education program throughout Tanzania, which is quite expansive. I hope this year we can acknowledge the achievements as well as thank all those people that made it possible. And we'll also use the 20th anniversary to look forward to what Children of Crossfire plans to do over the next 10 to 20 years.